弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
开始时候，我们先来读一节圣经。
Let's first begin with a verse in the Bible.
我们请翻请看，请翻大家翻到提摩太前书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3.
我们很多时候就经节都会打在屏幕上，大家都不太习惯翻圣经啊。
Many times we might project this, the scripture on the screen and we won't open up the Bible.
我们还是鼓励大家每次聚会可以把圣经带来。
I still encourage every one of us to bring our Bible.
好，我们翻到提摩太前书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3.
我们就读第三章十五节。
Let's read chapter 3, verse 15.
倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行，这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
Verse 15, if I am delayed, you will know how people ought to conduct themselves in God's household, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of the truth.
两周前在我们当中有受浸聚会。
Two weeks ago, we had a baptismal meeting among us.
我们有很多刚门信主的弟兄姐妹在大家面前做了一个美好的见证。
There were quite a few newly saved brothers and sisters sharing a good testimony in front of us.
这些弟兄姐妹借着受浸来见证了他们已经与主同死，与主同埋葬，也一同复活。
These brothers and sisters, through baptism, they have testified that they have died, been buried and risen again with the Lord.
也见证了从今以后他们就是一个不一样的人，就是一个新造的人。
They have also testified that from then on, they are different people, a new creation.
是能够按照这样一个新的生命活出新生样式的人了。
A new creation who can live out a form of the new life they have received.
在受浸聚会当中，我们也看到了按手的见证。
We have also seen among the baptismal meeting, the laying on of hands.
按手一方面说到联合，我们是与主联合。
Laying on of hands symbolizes union with the Lord.
一个新造的人就是一个与主联合的人。
A new creation is someone united with the Lord.
而且这个与主的联合就带进了与主的交通。
And also this union brings in the fellowship with the Lord.
当我们与主联合之后，从主而来的一切就能够来交通传递在我们的身上。
When we are united with the Lord, everything from the Lord can be communicated and transferred to us.
从主而来的一切的祝福，一切属灵的福气，借着我们与主的联合，就能够来完完全全的传递给我们。
All the blessings and spiritual riches from the Lord can be passed down onto us through the reunion, through the union.
而且按手也叫我们看到我们所有蒙恩得救的人是不再做客旅，不再是外人，不再是客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
Also through the laying on of hands, we can see that all of us who have been saved by grace are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household.
按手也表明着我们神家里的弟兄姐妹一同来欢迎，一同来接纳新门恩的弟兄姐妹来到神的家中。
Laying on of hands speaks of brothers and sisters welcome and accept the newly saved brothers and sisters into God's household.
从今以后，我们在神的家中都是家里的人了，都是弟兄姐妹。
From then on, we are all the people of all members of God's household, and we can call each other brothers and sisters.
所以我们在神的家中。我们彼此的称呼就是弟兄或者姊妹，没有其他任何的称呼和头衔。
Therefore, in God's household, we address each other as brothers and sisters, no other titles and distinction.
其实我很喜欢中文“按手”这个字当中那个“按”那个字，但是英文很可惜不一定翻得出来。
I particularly like the word laying, or pressing in the Chinese expression for laying on of hands, even though the English might not translate that word well.
因为这个按字非常形象的就说到我们现在已经被按在神的家里了。
Because the word laying or pressing describes how we are pressed or firmly placed into the household of God.
就说到从今以后我们就应该一直在神的家里了。
It says, from now on, we should remain in the household of God.
我们不应该在其他的地方，我们只能在神的家里。
We shall not be in any other places but in God's household.
我们开始读的提摩太前书第三章十五节说到，这个家就是永生神的教会。
The verse we just read in 1 Timothy chapter 13, it mentioned that this household is the church of the living God.
我们所有蒙恩救赎的人，不仅蒙神的救赎，而且有蒙神的呼召，聚集在一起。
We who have been redeemed are not only saved by God, but also called by Him together to be with Him.
就成为了永生神的教会，就是神的家。
And this has become the church of the living God to become God's household.
所以我们要知道一件事情，教会神的家是来彰显神自己的地方。
So we shall know that the church, God's household, is the place where God's own self is manifested.
是来彰显神丰富的地方。
It's also a place where His abundance is manifested.
所以为着这个原因，神是要自己来经营，来建造这个家。
For this very reason, God Himself will build and manage His household.
好叫神的家，他的家能够来充满他的丰富。
So that His household may be filled with His riches.
因为只有当神的家被建造起来，充满了他的丰富，他的丰富才能够显明，才能被人看见。
Only when God's household is built and filled with His richness can His abundance be revealed and seen by people.
神的家是彰显真理的地方。
The church, God's household, is a place where His truth is proclaimed.
神的家是显出基督是我们盼望的地方。
God's household is a place where hope upon Christ is manifested.
是显出神荣耀的地方。
It's also a place God's glory is manifested.
是显出那真光的地方。
And also a place where the true light is revealed.
如果在神的家里没有彰显出真理，那么我们还能在什么地方找到真理呢？
If God's household does not manifest the truth, where else can we see the truth?
如果我们在神的家里没有显出基督是我们盼望的话，我们在哪里还能够来找到真正的盼望？
If the hope in Christ is not displayed in God's household, where else can we find this hope?
如果在神的家里没有充满光，那么世人还能在哪里能够看见光呢？
If the house of God is not filled with light, where else can the world see the light?
就像我们弟兄上个主日所交通到的，当我们里面充满光的时候，我们就是世上的光。
Just as our brother shared last Sunday, when we are filled with light, we become the light of the world.
这个光是不能隐藏的，是照在人前的。
The light cannot be hidden, but is meant to shine before people.
所以神要来经营，来建造他的家，好叫他的家能够被建造起来，能来彰显他一切的丰富。
Therefore, this household will be managed and built by God so that His richness can be displayed.
我们唐城苏格兰城根，我们现在在读历代志。
There's a Sugarland Morning Devotion. Currently, we are reading Chronicles.
在历代志上二十九章当中有一句话是大卫对会众所说的一句话。
There was a verse in 1 Chronicles said by David to the assembly.
就讲到那时候建圣殿的一件事情。
And it mentioned about the matter of building the temple.
大卫就告诉当时的以色列会众说，这殿不是为人，乃是为耶和华神建造的。
David said to the assembly, the temple is not for man, but for the Lord God.
神的家不是为着人，而是为着神。
God's household is not for man, but for God himself.
神的家不是为了彰显我们人的自己，而是只能单单的彰显神。
God's household is not to manifest man, but God himself.
所以神要来经营，来建造他的家，这就是神在地上的工作。
And therefore, God comes to manage and build His household. This is His work on earth.
我们作为神的儿女，我们也要来有份于神的这个工作。
As children of God, we should also partake in His work.
我们要能够来有份于神家的建造。
We should also partake in building God's household.
叫教会永生神的家能够成为那充满万有者所充满的。
So that the church, the household of the living God, may become filled with the fullness of Him who fills all in all.
所以我们在神的家中所当行的，就是要做有益于神家建造的事。
Therefore, in God's household, we should conduct ourselves in a way that contributes to the building up of God's household.
而不是于有损于神家的建造。
Not in a way that damages it.
为着这个原因，我们就要一同来明白，在神的家中当如此行。
For this reason, we need to understand how we should conduct ourselves in God's household.
所以保罗在提摩太前书就告诉当时的还是年轻的提摩太说
Paul in 1 Timothy told the young Timothy,
倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。
If I am delayed, you will know how people ought to conduct themselves in God's household.
他说这家是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
He said, this is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of the truth.
今天我们都是在等候主再来的日子的当中。
Today we're living in the days of waiting for the Lord's return.
我们也要清楚地知道明白我们在神的家中当怎样行。
We should also know how to conduct ourselves in God's household.
所以保罗在那时特别告诉提摩太，这家是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
Therefore, Paul particularly mentioned to Timothy that this household is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of the truth.
柱石代表着见证，当立起来的柱石是能够来叫人看见的。
A pillar represents testimony. It is something that stands tall for people to see.
真理的柱石就是要叫人能够来看见真理，能看见我们的主。
The pillar of the truth means that people should be able to see the truth and see our Lord.
所以我们在神的家中所当行的就是把真理的柱石立起来，叫人能够在神的家中能够来看见真理，能够来看见主。
So that what we ought to do in God's household is to raise up the pillar so that people can see the pillar and see the Lord himself.
根基则是说到神家所倚靠的。
The foundation refers to what God's household relies on.
如果真理是这个根基，是我们的倚靠的话，我们神的教会，我们神的家是不会被摇动的。
If the truth is our foundation and what we rely on, then God's household will not be shaken.
无论我们经过多大的风浪，无论是怎么样子的风浪，都不会被摇动。
No matter how great or severe the storms are,
无论是我们每天会经历的风浪，无论是我们一年要经历的风浪，或者我们每四年要经历的风浪，都不会被摇动。
Whether we experience the storms daily or storms that come once a year or once every 4 years, we will not be trembled and shaken.
当真理做根基的时候，神的家是不会被摇动的。
When truth is the foundation of God's household, it will not be shaken.
如果大家记得的话，我们七月初的时候，我们经历了一场飓风啊。
If we remember that early July, we experienced a hurricane.
这个飓风说大也不大，说小也不小啊。
The hurricane, we can say it's big, but we can also say it's not so big.
我们感谢主啊，我们家那个没有什么特别大的那个。经过这个风浪以后，好像没有什么大的损坏。
We praise the Lord that our house did not have many damages, even going through the hurricane.
唯一有一件事情就是我们在那个 driveway 边上，我们有一个篮球架被风吹倒了。
The only one thing is that on the driveway, the basketball hood was blown down.
其实这个篮球架不是第一次。倒下来。
Actually, it's not the first time that the basketball hood fell down.
我记得去年的时候，好像有一场大风就把这个篮球架给吹倒了。
I remember last year there was a strong wind that blew it down.
但是呢，我当时就把它给扶起来了，也没有什么特别的处理，就让它就这样站着。
At that time, I did not have special treatment. I just put it back up.
所以很自然，当飓风来的时候呢，这个篮球架是一定会倒的。
So naturally, when the hurricane came, the hood will be blown down.
所以我们要来思想一件事情，当我们觉得被世上的风浪摇动的时候，我们要就来查看我们的根基怎么样。
So that we know that when we experience the storms of the world, we will check our foundation.
如果在过去的时候倒下来之后， 我要来加固我这个根基的话，我这个 base 的话呢，这个篮球将呢在飓风的时候呢应该是不会倒下的。
If I strengthen the foundation of the basketball pole or hood, then it will not be blown down.
但当时我也没做什么特别的，我就把它给扶起来，就这样让它过去。
But at that time, I did not did something specially. I just put it back up.
所以这个也是提醒我们，我们不需要等到一年一次的风浪，或者四年一次的风浪，或十年一次的风浪，我们再来检查我们的根基是怎么样子。
Therefore, it reminds us that we don't have to wait until once a year or once every 4 years or once every 10 years to examine the foundation.
我们每天都经过一些风浪。
We experience storms every day.
我们跟夫妻之间会有风浪。
We might have storms between husband and wife.
我们跟孩子之间会有风浪。
We might have the storms with our children.
我们可能现在聚会结束开去回去的路上我们就有风浪。
Maybe on our way back after gathering today, we might have storms as well.
所以我们不要轻看我们所经历这些风浪。
So let's not despise these storms.
如果这些风浪让我们里面有摇动的时候，我们就要来警醒。
If the storm make us shaken, then we should be alert.
我们要马上把它给更正。
We should correct it right away.
这样我们才能够站在这个稳固的根基上面。
Then we can stand on this firm foundation.
因为根基稳固的话，无论多大的风浪，我们都不会被摇动。
Because if the foundation is firm and strong, then we will not be shaken.
所以我们在神家当中所当行的，就是要来倚靠，要来持守在真理的根基上，好叫我们不受摇动。
Therefore, what we ought to do in God's household is to stand on this foundation and stand and be firmly rooted to the truth.
而且立根基的目的是为了能够在上面来建造。
Also, the purpose of laying a foundation is to build upon it.
没有一个建造是只停留在根基上的。
No building stops at the foundation.
到根基立好了之后，我们就要在上面来建造。
Once the foundation is established, construction will proceed on top of it.
所以我们在神家当中所当行的，就是让我们能够来同被建造在这个真理的根基上。
Therefore, in God's household, we must work to be built together on this foundation of truth.
如果我们在神家的当中是这样行的，我们在神的家中就充满了真理，也就充满了主的自己。
If we live this way in God's household, then we will be filled with truth and also Lord Himself.
神的家中就充满了生命。
God's household will be filled with life.
神的家就是一个活的一个团体。
God's household is a living corporate.
所以教会神的家往往也被称为是基督的身体。
Therefore, the church, God's household, is often referred as the body of Christ.
它是一个活的生命的团体。
It's a living corporate.
身体的每一个肢体都是活的。
Every member of the body is alive.
所以我们每一个神的儿女都应该是活的，是活在神的面前的。
Therefore, every child of God should be alive and living before God.
我们所有神的儿女应该是活在神的家中的。
Every single child of God should live and be alive in God's household.
我们不应该是混在神的家中。
We should not just muddle through in God's household.
我们不应该是躺在神的家中。
We should not just lie down in God's household.
我们应该是活在神的家中。
We should be alive in God's household.
所以接下来我的负担就是我们要一起来思想，我们是不是活在神的家中。
Next, my burden is to examine and think about whether we live and be alive in God's household.
我们在神的家中有没有不活或者是不太活的光景。
Do we have the condition that we're not alive or half dead?
如果有的话，我们应当怎么样子能够来认识并来脱离这样的光景？
If so, how can we escape this condition?
好让我们能够来真正的活在神的家中。
So that we can truly be alive in God's household.
在福音书上，主耶稣说过一个比喻。
In the book of the Gospel, Jesus mentioned a parable.
我想这个比喻可以来帮助我们能够来查验我们是不是活在神的家中。
I believe this parable will help us to examine whether or not we live in the household of God.
这个比喻大家都知道，但是呢，往往都不太留意。
This parable is well known, but many times overlooked.
这个比喻好像也没有什么名字，但是呢，我就给它起了个名字。
This parable doesn't have a name, but I gave a name to it.
我给这个比喻的名字就叫做浪子哥哥的比喻。
I gave this parable the name, the parable of the prodigal son's older brother.
我们都很熟悉浪子的比喻。
We're all familiar with the prodigal son's parable.
但这个比喻是关于浪子他哥哥的比喻。
But this parable is about the brother of the prodigal son.
或者我们简单称为这个是大儿子的比喻。
Or we can simply call it as the older son's parable.
所以我们接下来呢，我们要就从这个大儿子的比喻当中，我们有一些思考。
Next, we'll have some thought about this prodigal son's brother's parable.
我想我们当中绝大多数人啊，包括我们的福音朋友，我们都非常熟悉浪子的故事。
I believe all of us, including the gospel friends, we're familiar with the prodigal son's parable.
我们也非常熟悉浪子的故事，或者浪子的比喻。之前有失羊的比喻，还有失钱的比喻。
And even before the prodigal son's parable, we all know the parable of the lost sheep and also the lost coin.
当我们来读路加福音十五章的时候，我们都会觉得，如果就结束在二十四节，这就完美了。
When we read Luke chapter 15, we might think that it will perfectly ends on verse 24.
浪子回家之后，他们就快乐起来，这就是一个最完美的结局。
After prodigal son's return, they began to celebrate. This is a perfect ending.
从失去的羊被寻回。到失落的钱被找着，最后的结局是浪子回家，大家都欢喜快乐。
From the lost sheep to the lost coin to the prodigal son, the story ends with the return of the prodigal son, and everyone rejoices.
我想我们大家都会同意，没有比这个结局更完美的。
I think we all agree that nothing compares to this perfect ending.
但为什么？主耶稣说这个比喻之后，要马上加上这第四个大儿子的比喻呢？
But why did Jesus mention about this fourth parable after he shared the prodigal son's parable?
但这是我们人自己所看见的。
But this is from the human perspective.
我们要相信神的话是不会错的。我们要相信圣经的次序也是不会错的。
We shall believe that God's word, is never wrong, and then the order of the word will never be wrong.
在主说完这个三个著名的比喻之后，主马上加上了大儿子，就是浪子他哥哥的比喻。我相信主是有他非常明显的目的。
Right after these three parables, Jesus added the story of the older son, and I believe that the Lord had a very clear purpose in doing so.
主好像告诉我们。他没有完全满足于浪子回家。
It seems like the Lord told us that he was not fully satisfied at the return of the prodigal son.
从一点，我们好像看见，主要让我们可以从这个大儿子的比喻当中，让我们能够来学习，我们回到神的家之后，我们如何活在神的家中。
It seems he wanted us to learn from the older brother's parable about how to live in the household after we return.
这是神最后最终所要得着的。
And this is what the Lord wanted to accomplish.
所以下面我们就要来一起读一下这个大儿子的比喻。
Next, let's read the parable of the older son.
好，这个比喻就在路加福音十五章二十五节一直到三十二节。
This parable is in Luke chapter 15 from verse 25 through 32.
好，这里说到，那时大儿子正在田里，他回来离家不远，听见作乐跳舞的声音，便叫过一个仆人来，问是什么事。仆人说，你兄弟来了，你父亲因为得他无债无病的回来，就把肥牛犊宰了。
Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing, so he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on. Your brother has come, he replied, and your father has killed a fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound.
大儿子却生气不肯进去，他父亲就出来劝他，他对父亲说，我服侍你这多年，从来没有违背过你的命，你并没有给我一只山羊羔叫我和朋友一同快乐，但你这个儿子和娼妓吞进了你的产业，他一来了，你倒为他宰了肥牛犊。
The older brother became angry and refused to go in, so his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, Look, all these years I have been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours, who has squandered your property with prostitutes, comes home, you killed a fattened calf for him.
父亲对他说，儿，你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的，只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，失而又得的，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。
My son, the father said, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.
在这个大儿子的比喻当中，我们就清楚地看到，当这个父亲的大儿子听到他那个浪子的弟弟回家之后，他父亲为着这个浪子回家，把这个肥牛犊宰了。
In this parable, we see that the older brother heard that his young brother had returned and his father had killed a fattened calf to celebrate.
这个大儿子没有与他的父亲和他的弟弟能够一同的快乐，反而生气。
Not only did the older brother not celebrate along with his father and his brother, but he became angry.
反而却生气，这就是没有活在他父亲家中的表现。
He became angry. This is a sign of not living in God's household.
所以下面我们就要一起来从这个大儿子的比喻中，我们来看看到底什么原因能够来造成这个大儿子会生气，能够来造成我们虽然是在神的家中，却没有活在神的家中。
Now let's examine the reasons why, even though the older brother was living in the household, he was angry, and also for us, even though we are in God's household, we're not living or alive in it.
我们要从三个方面来看这个大儿子为什么没有活在神他父亲的家中，以及怎么样子能够被恢复。
We will look at three aspects that examine why the older brother did not live in God's household, and also the ways to restore.
当我在思想这个大儿子比喻的时候，我就发现前面这个三个比喻可以来解释这个大儿子的比喻。
When I was reflecting on the three parables mentioned before, I realized that these three parables could help explain the older son's story.
从一个角度，我们甚至可以说，这前面三个比喻是为了来预备这个第四个比喻的。
In one sense, we could say that the previous three parables prepare us for the fourth one.
是为了来帮助我们能最终完全满足神的心意。
It is to help us to fully satisfy God's heart.
前面三个比喻都是与失去有关。
The three earlier parables were all about something being lost.
失去的羊，失落的银子，失丧的儿子。
The lost sheep, the lost coin,and the lost son.
而且每一个比喻，所有的失去、失落、失丧，最后都得到了恢复。
And in each parable, each loss is restored.
所以我们从这些比喻的原则当中，能够来帮助我们这个生气的、不高兴的大儿子。
So through the principles in these parables, we can learn and understand the older son.
让他也能被恢复，能重新活在神的家中。
So that he can be restored as well and live in the household of God.
第一，我们要认识到，我们没有活在神的家中，是因为我们不愿在神的家中。
First, we are not living or alive in God's household because we don't want to be there.
我们没有活在神的家中，一个重要的原因是我们不愿意在神的家中。
We don't live in the household of God, the main reason is that we are not willing to live there.
我们应该在神的家中，但我们离开了神的家，我们不再在基督的身体里了。
We should have been in God's household, but instead we have left his household.
就像这个大儿子生气就不肯进去，不愿回到家中。
Just like the older son, that he was angry and then did not want to return to home.
我们要非常清楚地认识到一件事情。
We must clearly understand this one thing.
只有在神的家中，只有在身体里才是活的。
That only living in the household of God and only in the body of Christ, we are alive.
当我们什么时候离开了神的家，远离了神的家，我们就不是活的。
Whenever we leave the household of God, we're no longer alive.
当我们不再与神家的弟兄姐妹在一起，我们不再与身体当中其他的肢体有连接的话，我们的生命就会流失。
If we're no longer living with the brothers and sisters, if we are no longer in the body of the Christ, our life begins to wither.
这不是说我们完全失去了生命或者没有了生命，而是说到我们生命的流失。
This is not saying we completely lose the life, but that our life depletes and withers.
我们就会失去生命的能力，失去生命的膏油。
We will lose the strength of life and the ointment of life.
我们要得着生命的膏油，得着生命的能力，我们就一定要在神的家中，一定要在身体里。
To receive the ointment of life and the strength of life, we should remain in God's household in the body of Christ.
当我们来看诗篇133篇所描述的这幅图画的时候，我们就能够来很清楚地明白这一件事情。
When we read Psalm 133, we can clearly see this picture and understand it.
我们看到，很清楚地看到，那个贵重的油是浇在亚伦的头上。
We can clearly see that the precious oil was poured on the head of Aaron.
那贵重的油只浇在亚伦的头上。
The precious oil is only poured on the head of Aaron.
那贵重的油没有浇在亚伦身上的其他的地方，也没有浇在亚伦的衣服上。
The precious oil is not poured on any parts of the body, and also not on the garment.
我们要知道，那贵重的油也不会浇在除了亚伦头之外的其他任何地方。
We know that the precious oil will not be poured on anywhere else but Aaron's head.
那贵重的油只能浇在亚伦的头上，然后才流到胡须，又流到衣襟。
The precious oil can only be poured on the head of Aaron, then it'll run down to the beard and to the garment.
当我们在亚伦的衣襟里面的时候，我们就能够来得到这个膏油。
When we are inside of Aaron's garment or robes, we will receive this oil.
这个膏油能流到衣襟，甚至衣襟最低的地方。
The oil can flow down to the robes and also to the lowest part of the robe.
所以我们要得着膏油，得着生命的能力，我们只在于我们所在的地方。
Therefore, in order to receive this oil and also the strength of life, we should be in the place where we ought to be.
当我们在神家里的时候，是在基督的身体的时候，那么我们就能够来得到这个膏油。
When we are in the household of God and also in the body of Christ, we can receive this oil.
我们就能够来得到这样一个生命的供应，因为这个是神的应许。
We can also receive the supply of life because this is the promise of God.
因为神已经把这个膏油倒在了我们主的头上。
God has already poured this oil on the Lord's head.
而当我们不在神的家中，不在基督身体的时候，我们就不会得到这个膏油。
If we are not in God's household and not in the body of Christ,We will not receive this oil.
我们不要觉得我们可以从其他的地方来得着这个膏油。
We don't think we can get this oil in elsewhere.
当我们不在神的家中的时候，是不会得着从神而来的生命的供应，反而会造成我们生命的流失。
When we are not in God's household, we do not receive the supply of life from God. Instead, our life leaks away.
这也是在失羊比喻当中所要我们看见的。
This is also what the parable of the lost sheep shows us.
我们中间迷失了一只羊，但仍有九十九只羊。
We have one sheep going astray, but we still have the other 99.
我们常常会觉得一百只羊少了一只，只少了1%嘛。
We often think that 100 sheep losing one, we only lost 1%.
这个损失不是非常的大。
This is not a big loss.
但我们的主却不是这么看。 我们的主是看到生命的流失。
But our Lord does not see it this way. He saw the depletion of life.
在主的心中，没有什么比生命的流失、生命的失去更为严重的事。
There's nothing more serious to God than the loss of life.
神看重宝贵我们每一个人的生命，神不要我们当中任何的一个生命有流失、有亏损。
Our Lord sees the, our Lord values each one of our lives and does not want any loss or damage to our lives.
所以神要来寻回，要来挽回，要来恢复我们生命的完全。
Therefore, He seeks to recover the life completely.
所以我们要一起体会神的这样一个心意。
We must understand God's heart.
神不要我们在神的家中有任何的这样缺失。
God doesn't want any loss or damage in His household.
神要我们所有他的儿女都是在神的家中，都是活在神的家中，这才能让神得到满足。
God wants all of His children to be in His household, be alive in His household. Only in this way can God be satisfied.
在神的家中，不仅关乎到我们的生命，也同样关乎到我们的服事，我们的追求。
Being in God's household concerns not only our life, but also the service and pursuit.
在神的家中，不是我自己一个人的追求，不是我自己一个人的服事。
In God's household is not my personal pursuit or service,
而是在身体里的服事，在身体里的追求。
But it is the corporate service and pursuit.
在神的家中，没有你一个人的感动或者是负担。
It's not just one personal inspiration or burden.
而是在神家中，身体里的感动和负担。
But it is the corporate inspiration and burden in God's household.
如果只是出于我自己的，就不是在神的家里。
If it only comes from me from inside, then it's not in God's household.
我们都知道使徒保罗是一个从神而来有异象的人。
We all know that Apostle Paul is from God and who perceived the vision.
他最后可以说我没有违背从那天上来的异象。
And in the end, he said that I was not disobedient to the vision from heaven.
我们也都知道他在大马色路上得着了这个异象。
We also know that he received the vision on the road to Damascus.
但我们有没有仔细看想过保罗是如何得到这个异象的
？But have we ever thought about how he received this vision?
不是保罗不是他自己，而是在身体里得到了这个异象。
It wasn't through his own effort, but it was through the body that he received this vision.
在《使徒行传》第九章中特别记载了一个叫亚拿尼亚的门徒。
In Acts chapter 9, it specifically mentioned a disciple named Ananias.
如果亚拿尼亚和保罗他们都没有在身体里面顺服主的话
If Ananias and Paul did not obey in the body of Christ
如果亚拿尼亚没有去摁手在保罗的身上的话
If Ananias did not lay his hand on Paul
如果保罗不愿意接受亚拿尼亚的摁手的话
If Paul did not accept the laying on of hands of Ananias
保罗还是瞎眼的是不能得到这个异象
Paul would still be blind and he would not receive the vision
不是保罗是这样，我们每一个神的儿女都需要在神的家中，在基督里。
Not only Paul, but every single child of God should live in the household of God and in the body of Christ.
无论是我们的追求、我们的侍奉、我们的负担，或者是我们的意向，都是要在神的家中来寻求。
Whether it's our pursuit, the service, the burden, or vision, we must seek them in God's household.
不是说我有这样的感动或者负担。而是你要把你个人里面的感动和负担带到神的家中来。
It's not just the personal burden or inspiration within us. We must bring all of our feelings and burdens into God's household.
要带到神的身体里来，与神家的儿女在身体的肢体当中能够来一同来寻求，一同来印证。
We should bring them to God's household and to see confirmation together with brothers and sisters.
只有这样，我们才在神的家中，才是活在神的家中。
Only then we are truly living or alive in God's household.
正是为着这个原因，那位父亲就出来劝他的大儿子。
For this very reason, the father came out and pleaded with the older son.
这位父亲没有说你不肯进来，那么就不要进来了，是你自己不要进来的。
The father did not say that if you don't want to come in, then be it because you don't want to come in.
反而这位父亲出来劝他的儿子，好让他能够来重新回到家中。
Instead, the father came out and pleaded with him so that his older son can return home.
同样我们也要求主保守我们，不要落在不愿意、不肯在神家里的光景。
Therefore, we need to ask the Lord to protect us from falling into the same condition, not wanting to be in God's household.
不要落在生命流失的井地里面。
Not into the condition where the life leaks away.
我们要愿意在神的家中，叫我们是活在神的家中。
We should be willing to live in God's household so that we remain in God's household.
第二，我们没有活在神的家中，是因为我们在神家中失去了生命的价值。
Secondly, we're not living or alive in God's household because we have lost our sense of life's value.
当这位父亲出来劝他大儿子，这位大儿子却对他父亲说，我服侍你这么多年，从来没有违背过你的命，你却没有给我一只山羊羔，叫我和朋友一同快乐。
When the father came out and the son responded, all these years I have been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders, yet you never gave me even young goat so I could celebrate with my friends.
作为儿子在父亲的家里所当行的就是服侍父亲，不违背父亲的命令。
As a son, he should have served his father and obey his commands.
这是儿子在神家中所应尽的本分。
This is the duty of a son in God's household.
我们每一个神家的儿女都要在神的家中都要各尽其职，都要尽到自己的本分。
Every child of God in his household needs to fulfill their responsibilities according to their roles.
这才是活在神家里的光景，这样神的家才能被建造起来。
This is to be alive in God's household, and God's household can be built up.
如果我们在神的家中没有尽到我们每个人在神家中所应尽的功用的时候，我们就失去了生命的价值。
If we are not fulfilling our duty and role in God's household, we are losing the value of life.
我们有生命，却没有体现出我们生命的价值。
We have this life, but we are not manifesting the value of it.
我们生命的价值就是来敬拜神，来侍奉神。
The value of our life is to worship God and to praise Him.
我们生命的价值就要在神的家中，在基督的身体当中来尽我们当尽的职分。
Our responsibility is to fulfill our roles in God's household.
而且我们在神的家中尽到我们的本分，是单单的叫神自己得到满足。
And also, for us to fulfill our responsibilities, it is only to seek satisfaction of our God.
我们要知道一件事情，在神的家中，只有神的满足才是我的满足。
We should know this, that only God's satisfaction is our satisfaction.
我们在神的家中，我们活在神的家中，不是来求我自己的满足。
In God's household, it is not for us to seek our own satisfaction.
有时我们也想，最好我们所做的、我们所行的，既然能够满足神，顺便也满足一下我的自己。
Sometimes we might think that what we do to satisfy God might also bring a little bit benefits to ourselves.
就像这个大儿子，他要在他父亲的家中得到一些他自己的好处，他要叫父亲给他一只山羊羔，叫他与他的朋友一同的快乐。
Just like the older son, he wanted to enjoy some of his father's blessings, saying, "Give me a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends."
如果我们在神的家中，不仅除了满足神之外，还为了自己得一些好处，我们就失去了神给我们的生命的价值。
When we are in God's household and seeking not only God's satisfaction but also our personal benefits, we're losing the value of life.
我们就不是活在神的家中。
We're not living in God's household.
这也是失钱的比喻让我们所看见。
And this is what this parable of lost coin wants us to see.
一个妇人失落了一块钱。
A woman lost a coin.
如果我们仔细读这个比喻的话，我们发现这一块钱其实失落是在家里。
If we read this parable carefully, we will notice that this coin was lost inside the house.
不是失落在外面。
It wasn't lost outside.
我们会觉得这只是一块钱，也算不上什么，失去了就失去了，而且失落在家里早晚会出来的，就像我们家中发生很多事情一样。
We might think it's just a coin, and it's lost inside the house, and we might just find it anyway.
但这位妇人却不是这样看。
But this woman did not see this way.
她看中每一块钱的价值。
She values the value of every coin.
她不轻看哪怕是一块钱的价值。
She did not despise the value of any coin.
所以她就点上灯，打扫屋子，细细的找，直到找着了。
That's why she lit a lamp, swept the house, and searched carefully until she found it.
我们的神看重每一个神家当中儿女的价值。
God values each one of his children.
就算你刚得救了一天，你在神的眼中就有这个生命的价值。
Even if we have only been saved for one day, in God's eyes, we have this value.
神看重宝贵这个生命的价值。
God treasures the value of the life.
他不要这个生命的价值有任何的失去。
He doesn't want any loss of this value of life.
他要任何一个神的儿女在神的家中都是尽到功用的。
He wants his children to fulfill the duties at God's household.
都是能体现出价值的。
To manifest the value of the life of life.
神不要看到他的儿女在他的家中是无所事事的，是闲懒的人。
God doesn't want his children to be idle in his household.
我们在神的家中不是来帮帮忙的。
We're in God's household not merely to help out.
我们在神的家中不是说我来了，我有空就来一下，顺便我们在神的家里搭把手。
We live in God's household not saying that when we have time, we just come and casually lend a hand.
只要我们有生命，只要我们是神家的儿女，我们就要在神的家中竭力的尽到功用。
As long as we have life, as long as we are children of God, we must actively fulfill our function in God's household.
我们就要在神的家中体现出价值。
We must live out the value of life.
这才是我们活在神的家中。
And this is how we live and be alive in God's household.
所以我们要求主能够来光照我们，来开启我们，就像那位妇人点上灯。
Therefore, we must ask the Lord to shine his light and enlighten us, just like the woman lighting the lamp.
为了让我们能看见我们在神家中的功用。
So that we can see our role in God's household.
让我们在神的家中能够来各尽其职，而不是浪费生命的价值。
And we can fulfill our duties and not waste our life.
好让我们都是活在神的家中。
In this way, we can truly live in God's household.
第三，我们没有活在神的家中，是因为我们在神的家中失去了生命的成长。
Thirdly, we are not living in God's household because we have stopped growing spiritually.
当这个大儿子来与父亲抱怨争辩的时候，父亲对他说：“儿，你常与我同在，我一切所有的都是你的。”
When the older son complained and argued with his father, the father said to him, "My son, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours."
这位父亲告诉他的大儿子，在神家里能与父亲同在是最重要的。
The father was trying to tell his son that being with him is the most important thing.
在神的家中能够得到父亲的产业是最宝贵的，是最大的福气。
And it is the greatest blessing that he can receive the inheritance from his father.
但只有在我们不断的成长，成长到一个地步，我们才会来明白神的这个心意。
But only when we grow spiritually to a point we can understand God's own heart.
我们才能够明白与神同在的宝贵，才能明白承受产业的宝贵。
We can then see the value of being with God and then the value of inheriting from the Lord.
我们只有在神家中，在基督里不断的长进的时候，我们才会来真正明白这个父亲所说的这句话：我常与你同在，我一切所有的都是你的。
Only by continually growing in Christ will we truly grasp the Father's word, "You are always with me, and everything I have is yours."
但我们要承认，很多的时候，我们在神的家中就像这个大儿子一样。
But we have to confess that many times we are like the older son.
他不高兴他弟弟所得的好处。
He was angry for the things his younger brother received.
他更不高兴他没有得到他弟弟得到的好处。
He was even more dissatisfied that he did not receive what his brother received.
他不高兴没有得到肥牛犊。
He was unhappy about not receiving the fattened calf.
甚至他连山羊羔都没有得着。
Even the young goat he did not receive it.
这就是我们生命失去长进的表现。
And this is the sign of us losing the value of life.
我们不能停留在我们刚刚蒙恩得救时候的光景，我们不能停留在我们以前的光景里。
We should not just remain in the old condition that when we were first saved.
以前当我们像浪子一样回家的时候，我们可能有宰了的肥牛肚，我们可能在神在恩典里面给了我们一些祝福。
When we were first saved, we might have received the fattened calf. We might have received the blessings in God's household.
但我们不能一直停留在浪子回家的光景里。
But we should not remain in the condition of the prodigal son's return.
神要我们在神的家中要不断的长大。
God wants us to grow spiritually.
因为只有长大的儿子才能以神家的事会为念，才会来思想承受神家的产业。
Only the grown mature son will begin to care about the matter of God's household and look forward to inheriting his blessings.
而如果我们没有在神家里长大，或者我们就长成大儿子的样子的话，我们自然还会惦记着刚回家时的肥牛肚。
If we do not grow in God's household, or we grow into the likeness of the older son, then we will naturally miss the fattened calf when we first return.
我们可能在神的家中还只是惦记着我刚信主的时候，或者我还是福音朋友的时候所得到的照顾和关心。
We might miss the care and attention we receive when we were new believers or still gospel friends.
但我现在好像得不到这些的时候，我可能就像这个长不大的大儿子一样，我在神的家里我就不高兴，我就起来抱怨。
But when we stop receiving the same kind of attention, we may become unhappy just like the older son.
但是当我们在神的家中是不断长进的时候，我们在神的家中是不会有不高兴的。
But when we constantly grow spiritually in the household of God, we will not resent and complain.
我们不会是来埋怨的，而是开始以神家的事为念。
We will not complain, but instead we will focus on the matter of God's household.
过去这个周五我们查经的时候，我们交通到神家中的看顾。
This past Friday during our Bible study, we had a fellowship on caring in God's household.
有一位姊妹就分享到，她刚来我们聚会的时候，她盼望着有弟兄姐妹过来问候她，来找她说话。
A sister shared how she used to look forward to being greeted and spoken to when she first came to the gathering.
但说她现在来到聚会当中的时候，她也会来看看周围有没有弟兄姐妹，她要去来问候一下，有没有弟兄姐妹，她要过去来找她说说话的。
But now, when she comes to the meeting, she also looks for others who might need a greeting and to have a conversation.
这就是在神家里的长进。
And this is a sign of spiritual growth.
这就是以神家的事为念。
And this is having a care on the matters of God's household.
这就是活在神的家中。
And this is living and being alive in God's household.
我们在神的家中不要长成大儿子的样子。
Let's not grow to the likeness of the older son.
我们要长成神儿子的样子。
Let's grow to the likeness of God's son.
那么我们怎么样子才能在神的家中能够来长大呢？
How can we grow in God's household?
我们来想象为什么这个不高兴的大儿子为什么不能长大呢？
Can we imagine how this older son did not grow?
我想到我小时候看过一部动画片，名字叫没头脑和不高兴。
I remember watching a cartoon when I was little called No Brain and Unhappy.
如果你假如没有看过没有听过的话，就表示你还非常的年轻。
If you have never seen it or heard about it, that means you're still young.
这个动画片里面有两个男孩子，一个叫做没头脑，一个叫做不高兴。
There were two boys, one named No Brain, the other one Unhappy.
这个不高兴的男孩子会对许多的事情都不高兴。
The boy named Unhappy was unsatisfied with many things.
后来这个叫不高兴的男孩子后来成为了一名演员。
Later on, the boy named Unhappy became an actor.
有一次他扮演武松打虎当中的老虎。
One time, he was playing in a stage act as the tiger in the play of 武松 Fights the Tiger.
按照剧本应该是武松把老虎打死的。
According to the script, the tiger was supposed to be defeated by Wu Song.
但这个不高兴在台上却不高兴被打死。
However, on stage, this boy named Unhappy was unhappy about being defeated.
所以那个武松在台上怎么打这个老虎就是不死。
Therefore, however many times, 武松 defeated the tiger was not killed.
其实这个就是不高兴这个大儿子长不大的原因，他不愿意死。
And this is the reason why this older son did not grow, because he was not willing to die.
当我们不愿意死的时候，我们是不能长，是不会长大的，是不会长成神儿子样子。
When we refuse to die, we cannot grow, we cannot be transformed into the likeness of God's son.
所以我们要活在神的家中，我们就要来学习怎么样子舍己。
Therefore, if we are living in the God's house, in the household of God, we need to learn how to deny ourselves.
我们来学习为着神，为着神的家的缘故，我甘心乐意的把我自己的利益放下。
We must learn to deny ourselves, to willingly lay down our own interests.
把我自己的执念放下。
To lay down our own will.
只有这样，我们才能在神家里长大。
Only in this way we can grow in the household of God.
只有这样，神的家才能被建造起来。
Only in this way God's house can be built up.
神的家在旧约当中就是圣殿所预表的。
In the Old Testament, God's house was prefigured by temple.
圣殿是建立在摩利亚山上，就是亚伯拉罕献他独生爱子以撒的地方。
The temple was built on Mount Moriah, which is the same place where Abraham offered his son Isaac.
在那个地方，亚伯拉罕把他生命中一切的盼望，一切所爱的，完全的放下。
In that place, Abraham laid down all his hopes and all his beloved.
圣殿，神的家，就是建立在完全舍弃的基础上。
The temple, God's house, was built upon the foundation of total sacrifice.
只有经过舍己才能成长，只有经过死亡才能得生命。
Only through self-denial can we grow. Only through death can we find life.
只有经过死亡才能得以从死里复活。
Only through death can we experience resurrection.
这也是浪子比喻的故事。
This is also the message of the parable of the older son.
那个浪子当有一天他醒悟过来，他愿意承认他得罪了天，得罪了父亲，他认识到他的不，认识了他的不配。
When the prodigal son came to his senses and acknowledged that he had sinned against heaven and against his father,
当他愿意放下他的自己，他就能够起来往他父亲那里去。
When he was willing to humble himself, he returned to his father.
那个浪子能放下他的自己，回到家里，回到他父亲那里，这个就是一个死而复活的故事。
The prodigal son's return is a story of death and resurrection.
所以这个父亲所说的，这个儿子是死而复活的，不仅仅是说给小儿子听的，也是说给大儿子听的。
Therefore, when the father said that this son of mine was dead and is alive again, it was not only spoken to the younger son, but also to the older son.
死而复活不仅发生在小儿子的身上，也要发生在大儿子的身上，也要发生在我们每一个神儿女的身上。
Death and resurrection is not only the experience of the younger son, but also should be the experience of the older son, as well as every single one of us.
我们求主给我们一个愿意的心，愿与被主来更新而变化，愿意放下我们的自己，好让这个死而复活的生命在我们的里面能够来成长，叫我们能够来活在神的家中。
May we ask the Lord to give us a willing heart to be renewed and transformed, to deny ourselves, and to so that the death and resurrection can grow within us, allowing us to live in God's household.
今天我们活在地上，不是没有目的，不是没有盼望的。
Today we live on this earth with purpose and hope.
我们是一般等候主再来的儿女。
We're the children of God.
我们要成为神眼中聪明的儿女，而不是愚拙的儿女。
We need to be the wise children in the eyes of God, not the foolish one.
我们要来明白神今天在地上的工作。
We need to understand God's work on earth.
我们要明白神今天在地上的工作就是建立神的家。
We need to understand God's work on earth today is to build His household.
神为着他的工作，他把我们放在基督的身体，神的家中。
For His work, God placed us in the body of Christ.
要我们来一同建立基督的身体，神的家。
so that all together we can build a household of God, his house.
好，叫神的工作在我们当中能够来完全。
So that his work among us can be complete.
他的家能够来成为他的居所，能够来成为与我们同住的地方。
So that his house can be the dwelling place, the place where he and his people live together.
今天神为着他的工作，他在所有神的儿女当中来做这个呼召的工作。
Today, for his work, he's having this calling among his children.
要我们都来有份于他的工作，有份于神家的建造。
So that we can partake in his work, being part of the building of the house.
所以我们要来活在神的家中，让神的家里充满着活的生命。
Therefore, we need to live in the household of God to let the house be filled with the living life.
让神的家在生命里面不断地被建造起来。
So that his house can be built in the life.
我们要来脱离一切不是活在神家当中的光景。
We should break free from any conditions that prevent us from living in the household.
我们要来求主来保守我们，不要落在不肯不愿在神家的光景。
We must ask the Lord to keep us from falling into the state of not wanting to be in His household.
不要落在生命流失的光景里。
Not into the condition that the life depletes.
我们要愿意在神的家中不断地得着生命的膏油。
We must desire to live in His household and receive the oil of life.
我们也要来求主光照我们，不要落在失去生命价值的光景里。
We also need to ask the Lord to enlighten us so that we will not lose the value of life.
让我们看见我们在神家中的功用。
We can see our function in God's household.
让我们都能在神的家中各尽其职，各尽功用，而不是浪费生命的价值。
So that we can all fulfill our duty according to our role, rather than wasting our life.
我们也要求主施恩典给我们，叫我们不要落在生命没有长进的光景里。
We must ask the Lord for grace that we do not remain spiritually stagnant in God's household.
让我们有一个愿意舍弃放下自己的心，让死而复活的生命在我们的里面能够不断的成长。
We need to have a willing heart to deny ourselves so that the death and resurrection can grow in our life.
好，叫我们活在神的家中。
So that we can live and also be alive in God's household.
我们愿这个大儿子的比喻能够来提醒我们，不要我们在神的家中不知不觉地成为这个大儿子的样子。
May the parable of the older son remind us that we do not grow into the likeness of the older son.
而是我们要在神的家中被制作，被磨成神儿子的样子。
But instead to be transformed into the image of God's son in his household.
在大儿子的比喻当中，我们会发现一件事情。
In the parable of the older son, we might find one thing.
主没有说出这个大儿子的结局。
The Lord did not reveal the ending of the older son.
但我相信这个结局在我们每一个人的身上。
But I believe the ending happens on every single one of us.
神是要我们每一个人来写这个结局。
God wants us to write this ending and conclusion.
今天或许我在神的家中就是这个大儿子的样子。
Today I may be like the older son.
但同样，今天神仍然还给我们机会，让我们能够有机会被改变。
But still, God gives us the opportunity to be transformed.
叫我们在神的家中不再是大儿子的样子。
So that we are no longer keeping the likeness of the older son.
而都是神儿子的样子。
But all into the likeness of God's son.
好，让有一天。这个比喻在我的身上是有一个欢喜快乐的结局。
So that one day may this parable have a happy ending on me.
当日，我们记得彼得他有三次不认主。
On that day, we remember that Peter denied the Lord three times.
主却没有让他一直活在出去痛哭的光景里。
And God did not allow Peter to continually live in the condition of sorrow and tears.
主爱彼得。
Lord loves Peter.
主在主升天之前，他给了彼得同样三次的机会。
Before his ascension, the Lord gave Peter also three times.
让他有三次的机会，能够当着主的面，能够来亲口对主说，我爱你。
The three opportunities that Peter could confess in front of the Lord saying that I love you.
今天主也同样用他那不肯放过我的爱来爱着我们每一个人。
Today the Lord is also using his relentless love to love his people.
让我们每一个神的儿女 都还有机会来对主说我爱你。
So that every single child of God can have the opportunity to say, I love you, Lord.
我们都还有机会能来对主说，我要活在神的家中。
So that we might still have the opportunity to say that, Lord, I want to live in your household.
我想最后的时候，我们还是一起把181首，我们再一起唱一遍。
Let's sing hymn 181 once again.